theologian and writer named Evelyn Underhill, who wrote about mysticism primarily, once offered one of my favorite quotes. "Sanity is sharing the hallucinations of your neighbors." In other words, just because those around you think you're sane doesn't mean you are. And just because those around you think you're crazy doesn't mean you are. We see often the dynamics of communities and neighbors, and we see it especially in the story of Pentecost that we have today. If you do want to read those dynamics in a cynical way, you would say sanity is sharing the hallucinations of your neighbors. But if you look from the viewpoint of God, the Holy Spirit is sharing the dreams and the gifts of your neighbors. When we get together in community and we share these things that are inspired, that is the Holy Spirit. Now, to be honest, haven't many of us come to believe that manifestations of the Holy Spirit are a little crazy? I won't ask you to raise your hand. But if we admit the truth, we sometimes think that the Holy Spirit does make people do weird things. Weird things, some of which are mentioned in Scripture, things like speaking in tongues, fainting in the Spirit, other unusual activities. So how can we get away from this idea that the Holy Spirit makes a person do crazy things? Or perhaps should we stop thinking of these things as crazy? If we look at today's story of Pentecost in Acts, we think of it as the birthday of the church. But we look at it and we see that the Holy Spirit is not poured out upon one person who then begins to do something crazy and try to influence all the other persons. God's Spirit is poured out on the whole community of believers, equipping them to do something that may look crazy, but which is of God. It makes me think, what in our culture looks like sanity, but is simply a sharing of hallucinations among neighbors? What is routinely accepted that drains the life out of human beings and out of our culture? And in our culture, what looks crazy to the rest of the world, but is in fact the Holy Spirit of God at work in God's believers? For example, if you read our liturgy that we use during baptism, we say that we know that we are asked to seek and serve Christ in all persons. That must look like craziness to the world. But we find the strength to try to do that because we are in a community of believers inspired by the Holy Spirit. We are called upon, as believers, to end the polarization in our society, to learn again to listen to one another. That looks crazy to anybody who wants to divide the world into them and us, which seems to be our most powerful force right now. But I want to look at the idea of the day of Pentecost and its story a little more closely, because it is not simply a day of happy chaos, although it feels like it when we have the barbecue here and we're all wearing different kind of clothes and all of that. It's not just supposed to be a crazy happy day, a celebration. It is a story of challenge. It is a story of inconvenience, of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which can make us very uncomfortable. After all, we pray for a better world. But are we ourselves prepared to be terribly uncomfortable? To speak up for tolerance? To stop demonizing the other and to speak up and resist when others do? Are we prepared to give up our prejudices about what can be done to make the world better and to actually start in on it? Are we prepared to invite the Holy Spirit to make us uncomfortable enough to stop talking about a better world and make us do something to build it? How do we tell if this community decides to do something that looks crazy in the eyes of the rest of the world? How do we tell whether we've been moved by the Holy Spirit or we're hallucinating. Well, we pray. And we always look to the bottom line of what we intend to do, and we ask that question by which we measure everything. Is this about loving God and loving neighbor? Here we are all together in one place, the place where loving God and loving neighbor is the standard by which everything should be measured. And if we propose to do this, to measure everything by this standard of loving God and neighbor, it is not craziness. It is not hallucination. It is allowing ourselves to be deeply moved by the Spirit of God. If we are infused with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of good, we can begin a quiet revolution. How do we do it? There are things we can begin to practice saying and doing. I refuse to demonize the other person. I refuse to speak of us and them. I refuse to share the hallucinations of my neighbors out there who say that significance is measured by worldly success. I choose instead to let the Holy Spirit live in me, work through me, speak through me in something that sounds like craziness to much of the world. I choose instead to measure all things by the standard of love. Remember, the Holy Spirit does not come to one person and make that one person do something crazy. The Holy Spirit comes to an entire community like this one to give us all the courage to do something that looks crazy to others, like believing that we can seek and serve Christ in all persons, like giving hard-earned money to someone who hasn't done a thing to deserve it, like believing the only standard worth using is this one. Is this about loving God and loving neighbor? Using such a standard, knocking down barriers and refusing to fuel discussions that polarize, all of that may look crazy to most of our neighbors, but it isn't crazy at all. It is the Holy Spirit of God giving us in our community the courage to dare to imagine a better world, a better way. The Holy Spirit is here. Through that Holy Spirit, will we be drawn for God to do something crazy? Or are we satisfied with sharing the hallucinations of our neighbors?